The vetting process at a national level is something that then succeeds or follows after the vetting at the provincial level, which has since been done by most of the provinces, save for a few. We are happy that the vetting process has been done. From the organizing perspective, we are so happy that the validation of the candidature is being undertaken to look at the admissibility of candidates to be on the national list of the party in the various constituencies, various wards for councillors. It's a rich menu of candidates, a rich menu of options, and we are happy about it.
How are you going to deal with areas where there are sitting MPs, yet some members who are willing to participate in the primary elections have also tendered in their CVs?
The issues are separate. The first issue is that there has to be a list of candidates that have expressed their interest and willingness to be considered for MPship, senatorship, or to be a councillor. In this case, in constituents where you have sitting members of parliament, the first stage would be to have the panel of those who have expressed their interest. So it's a phase of expressing interest in terms of standing as a candidate. Then after that, once the National Council approves the list, those who are of good standing, those who are in good order to be a candidate, they then go to the stage of confirmation of our sitting members of parliament. Those who attain the confirmation threshold, they automatically then become members of parliament. Those who fail to attain that threshold, they are then subjected to a broader scrutiny by way of a primary election. So the MP who is being confirmed is in actual fact going through a process of double scrutiny, the first scrutiny being the confirmation, the second one being the primary, in the event that they fail to secure the necessary threshold that is required for them to be recognized or acknowledged as candidates.